3. Well, I've got Senator Sarah Henderson on the line. She's the Shadow Education Minister in Canberra. Senator, I'll ask you this question, and this is, you know, without notice because we've just seen it come through, but this is Mairene Faruqi. She's clearly a Greens senator. She sits in the same chamber as you. She's at this protest today, and she's standing in front of a girl who's got a sign that says, "Keep the world clean," with an Israeli flag that's going into the bin. If that's not anti-Semitic, I don't know what is.
Well, Chris, good afternoon, and I'm horrified to learn of that particular sign being displayed at the protest. That is pure hatred against Jews, and it is pure anti-Semitism. And I have to say I am disgusted in the Greens. Yesterday we saw in Melbourne a protest, the school strike for Palestine in Melbourne, where chants like "From the River to the Sea," "Keep Palestine Free." Now, that is a call for the destruction of Israel, and that is why I have so strongly called for no student to attend these protests. They fuel not just division in our community, but anti-Semitism. And I condemn the Greens and other activists, including the Australian Education Union, who basically greenlit the opportunity for students to attend these protests, using them, manipulating them, treating them as political pawns, and it's just unacceptable.
Mairene Faruqi spoke at the protest. She's a Green senator, Sarah Henderson.
Well,
shouldn't they be telling the kids to stay in the classroom? Isn't that the idea of school? You go and learn?
Absolutely. They should be saying to students, please stay in school. Not only are students being used as political pawns, it is also potentially unsafe. Only a number of days ago in Sydney, we saw a pro-Palestinian protest in Botany turn violent. There were a couple of, nearly two dozen arrests. And frankly, schools and school principals who encourage or condone attendance by students at these protests are breaching their duty of care to students. I mean, I think the Greens have become so irrelevant and actually incredibly irresponsible in their conduct, because we have seen such an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in this country. So many Jewish people are living in fear. Jewish communities cannot believe what is happening around them, and this just makes things worse, and it's just absolutely terrible, Chris.
What would your message be to the parents of these children?
Well, in allowing, if they have, and it may well be that some parents have not, don't sure. even know about their children going to these protests, but for those parents who have taken their children to these protests, taken them out of school, I would say, please understand that school is for education. Please do not drag your children into a protest which is being driven by activists, being driven by the likes of the Green and Greens and the Australian Education Union. Mm. I mean, they are manipulating children, and frankly, they are brainwashing children, because I am sure there are students there that don't even know what "From the River to the Sea" means. Mm-hmm. And to hear that there were signs like the one that you just described, pure hatred against Jews, is absolutely disgusting.
And a senator who sits in your chamber is there taking photos in front of it, like fair dinkum.
Yeah, that is really sad. I haven't seen that vision myself, so I will reserve judgment, but it sounds pretty dreadful from what you've described, Chris.
Well, I'll send it to you, Senator, and if there's any mechanism of a censure or any mechanism of anything that you can do in the Senate itself, I think that the Jewish community would appreciate it, and I think that, you know, tasteful, civilised society also would appreciate it. Senator, I better run. I appreciate your time.
I'll say, if I can just make this point, there are strong anti-vilification laws in every state and territory in this country. This is pure hatred. This is vilifying the Jewish community and Australian Jews. Why hasn't action been taken? Like what we saw from the Sydney Opera House protest, where there were no arrests, and now we learn today that the only person apparently who was removed was a man carrying an Israeli or a Jewish flag. Mm. I mean, that is just absolutely terrible. I do acknowledge Chris Minns, the Premier, who has been very strong. He's done a much better job than Jacinta Allen, the Premier of Victoria, who only a week ago was basically saying students have a right to protest, a democratic right to protest. So at least the Premier of New South Wales has been more responsible. But frankly, I think that, you know, that the police and the authorities really need to look closely at this conduct and take appropriate action. There must be consequences for this type of hatred in our community.
Sarah Henderson, appreciate your time.